This is Aaron Gulbertson for Michael Patrick Leahy. Michael will be back on Monday. We have Tom Carmichael in studio hanging out with us as well. But it's a real treat. We're going to go right to our newsmaker line. We have the president of Americans for Tax Reform, an anti-tax warrior nationally known, Grover Norquist. How are you this morning, sir?
I am doing peachily keenly.
So we were, I was talking with some of your staff members, and they brought something to my attention, and then I absolutely lost my mind over this. So bitter former candidate for governor a zillion years ago and Virginia Congressman Don Beyer is drafting legislation to impose a 1,000% tax on, quote,
yes,
assault-style weapons.
Tax. An AR-15 would go for somewhere between $5,000 and $20,000.
So if somebody who didn't have that kind of money was trying to protect their house, I guess they'd be stuck with bottom basement things, according to this plan. What is Beyer's real motivation here?
Get in the newspapers to be seen as important and relevant, to express his contempt for people's ability to protect themselves. And look, if you're a politician and you can take something that's specifically written in the Constitution, Second Amendment, and imagine it's not there, then you've just really opened up the door for Democratic Congress and Senate and President to pass any law. One of the things that they're very clear about in the Constitution is the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. There's very specific reasons, because, of course, the British tried to disarm the American people, and throughout history, tyrants always do. So if you can go around that, or, you know, think you're somehow being tricky and lawyerly or something, then there isn't anything. You know, oh, we have free speech, but we're going to have a $100 tax per newspaper that you print. Okay, you've just made newspapers illegal in any meaningful form. So it is an assault on the Constitution, but it is just, they're out there thinking of ways to strip people of their Second Amendment rights. One of the things that Moynihan, Senator Moynihan of New York, years ago, Democrat, passed away now, he said, oh, I know, they won't let us ban arms, okay? Here's what we'll do. We will ban the production of bullets. See? That'll
right.
be clever. Then in 25 years from now, when bullets, at some point, they age out and they don't really work very well, because gunpowder doesn't keep going, and then we'll basically have disarmed America, cleverly, you know, getting past the ban on arms. It didn't say bullets, now did it? It didn't say bullets. It just said arms. So it just shows that the left, really, Elizabeth Warren, the Trump used to call her Pocahontas. I think we should call her $400,000 lady, because she was getting $400,000 a year to teach like one course at Harvard. You know, there are 100 people in Boston who would have volunteered to do that for free, to be a Harvard professor, you know, lecture a day or something, a lecture a week. 400,000, you wonder, why do we have student loan? Because Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
That's why we have student loan problems, because they're paying their friends ridiculous amounts of money.
Grover, let me jump in here and ask you a couple of questions about, because we were talking about earlier in the program that Schumer is still trying to pass massive trillion-dollar taxes in the Build Back Better bill through reconciliation. Can you update us on that between now and the next 60 days?
Sure. This is, in their view, and I think they're correct, their last chance to get a $1 trillion tax increase and a $1 trillion spending increase. This is over 10 years, because they have so many unmet needs, meaning parts of the Democratic coalition didn't get enough of the $2 trillion that they threw up in the air and want more, and they want permanent spending as well. So they're trying very, very hard. Manchin is not a moderate Democrat. He just has some lines in the sand. He doesn't want to destroy the energy industry. He's from West Virginia. They make coal there, or made coal there millions of years ago. Now they dig it out of the ground. and so he has said no to some of this stuff. And even from time to time says, why are we spending this much money and getting into more debt when the Democrats have created this inflation problem? This is just going to make it worse. So he has some lines in the sand. There isn't anything he won't give the labor unions or the trial lawyers. So he's not Republican material. It's not like he might switch parties. But he has said, you know, I don't want to do certain things. And he's talking about raising taxes $1.5 trillion instead of the $3.5 trillion that Biden and the other Democrats want. More serious is the lady Senator Sinema from Arizona. She's put a cap of $1 trillion. Can't, no taxes above $1 trillion. She said, we're not raising taxes on businesses. That if you looked at the cut in the corporate rate that Trump and the Republicans did from 35% down to 21%, we used to be at 35%. China's at 25%. Europe's at about 25%. Okay, we went, came down to 21%. But we also have local, state income taxes so on businesses. So we're okay competitive at 21%. Trump wanted to go to 15. I thought that was a great idea. We couldn't work it out that time. We'd have to come back and get a corporate rate of 15. Simply by doing that, we increased the median income for a family of four by in 2019 alone, that 1 year, 6.8% increase, $4,400. That was huge, huge. Why? Because when you cut the corporate tax, companies have more money. What do? They spend about 70% of their money hiring people and paying them. And if you tax a company, what you're doing is reducing the pay and the number of employees that companies can hire. And 70% of the corporate tax, which Democrats then like to pretend that some guy named General Motors pays those taxes, not you and me, not real people.
Yeah, I'm really interested. I mean, everything that you're saying is exactly why we shouldn't increase taxes on corporations. And I think you just said that Sinema says that she will not approve any tax increase on corporations.
Yeah.
And so my question is, and my sense of it is, there are other Democrats in the Senate who are telling Manchin and Sinema, hold the line, because they don't want to lose their progressive base in their own state. But know that if they vote for a $1 trillion tax increase, they're going to lose this coming fall.
Multi-trillion.
And so my question is to you, do you think there will be a substantial, a material tax increase passed by the Democrats through reconciliation in the next 60 to 90 days?
50-50.
Wow.
So either way, you laid out the case as to why they might be smart enough not to do it. The left has gone so crazy, and the special interests that feed off of your tax dollars, they think they're starving to death, by the way. They just can't imagine how undercompensated they are for everything they want to do, which is ridiculous, but they want more cash, and they elect politicians to go steal it from people and give it to them. And so if you're a Democratic senator or congressman, every day through your office comes all these special interests. Give me money. Go get the money and give it to me. And it's not one group. It's dozens of different groups and structures that want more money. So it's really got to be tough to say no to that group inside the Democratic Party. Republicans find it fairly easy to say no. Although there are some times when Republicans spend too much money.
This is true. Grover, this is Aaron. If Manchin were to buckle under pressure, and even some of his public pronouncements have already essentially broke his tax pledge to his constituents as it is, right? Because he's also, he was in Davos recently calling the Trump tax cuts regressive, would greatly benefited his West Virginia constituents, didn't it?
1 minute.
They did, and middle-income people in that state in West Virginia saw their federal tax liability go down by a quarter. And he knows better, and the people of West Virginia know that it wasn't some rich person only tax cut. It was, in fact, a tremendous reduction in people's taxes at all levels, but particularly lower income people and middle class voters. It was structured that way, and he's a Democrat. He uses Democratic rhetoric. He does see this as going too far. But when he was elected the first time, he looked people in the eyes and said, you do not cut taxes during a recession or when, you know, recession is in the air. He said, I would never raise taxes unless I could look the people in West Virginia in the eye and say, we've really got the government managed properly. Really? Does he really think he can say that now that there's not waste? They admit that 20% of the $2 trillion that they spent on the first COVID spend-a-thon 2 months in a bill that couldn't possibly have been read by Manchin or any other congressman or senator. It's too long and too complicated. $2 trillion. 20% of that was taken by fraud. Russians and Chinese and Nigerian scam people and hackers got a great deal of that money. More than 20% of the money that was supposed to go out to people who were, not having a job because the government shut their job down during COVID, 20% of all that, about $400 billion, went into the wrong hands, some of it overseas. And Biden and Manchin, who said he would only support tax increases if the government was not wasting the money, he can't make that claim.
Right.
He did nothing to stop that fraud. Neither Biden did nothing to stop that fraud. They knew they were inviting that level of fraud when you wrote checks out to people. There are people sending voter ID things with people with masks on.
Right. Grover, we're running out of time, but I know ATR.org, if people want to check you out. What's your Twitter off the top of your head or any other?
At Grover Norquist is my Twitter.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're a busy, busy, busy man, so thank you for enlightening our audience. We appreciate you, sir.
Thank you.
This is Aaron Gulbertson in for Michael Patrick Leahy. We'll be back after the break.